here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 6th of July, 2011. 1942, on this date, Anne Frank and her family went into hiding in a secret apartment in Amsterdam to avoid being sent to a Jewish work camp by the Nazis. 8 people in all, the Franks and the Van Pelt family, lived in the little annex for 2 years until they were betrayed. The family was separated, sent to concentration camps in 1944, where Anne and her sister Margot died of typhus the following March. It was on this date in 1535 the humanist and statesman Sir Thomas More was executed in London. He had done service for King Henry VIII, who named him Speaker of the House of Commons. He was the king's trusted advisor and confidant, but he was a devout Catholic, and he was uneasy over King Henry's split with Rome, and he refused to attend the coronation of the king's second wife, Anne Boleyn. And he refused to take an oath that named Henry the supreme head of the Church of England. Arrested for treason, imprisoned in the Tower of London, he had thought about becoming a monk, and so he enjoyed imprisonment. When he mounted Tower Hill to the scaffold, Sir Thomas More told his escort, "See me safe up, and for my coming down, let me shift for myself." It was on this day, 1785, the dollar was chosen as the monetary unit of the United States. The word comes from the word thaler, T-H-A-L-E-R, silver coin from Bohemia. The word dollar came to be used as a sort of generic term for any large silver coin, like the Spanish 8-real piece, also known as pieces of 8. There was a shortage of British pounds in the colonies, so Spanish dollars were widely circulated, as were certificates for tobacco held in Virginia warehouses and paper bills printed by the colonies. And it was on this day in 1885 Louis Pasteur successfully tested his rabies vaccine. He had been working on it for 3 years, and then a 9-year-old boy was brought to Pasteur, a boy named Joseph Meister, who had been bitten by a rabid dog. Pasteur didn't feel the vaccine had been sufficiently tested yet, but he knew the boy would certainly die otherwise, so he took a chance, inoculated the boy, who recovered, and 3 months later was in fine health, and Louis Pasteur's fame spread, and the era of preventive medicine had begun. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by John Milton, "How soon hath time the subtle thief of youth." How soon hath time the subtle thief of youth stolen on his wing my 23rd year. My hasting days fly on with full career, but my late spring no bud or blossom showeth. Perhaps my semblance might deceive the truth that I to manhood am arrived so near, and inward ripeness doth much less appear, that some more timely happy spirits endureth. Yet be it less or more, or soon or slow, it shall be still in strictest measure even to that same lot, however mean or high, toward which time leads me and the will of heaven. All is, if I have grace to use it so, as ever in my great taskmaster's eye. A sonnet by John Milton, "How soon hath time the subtle thief of youth." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.